Accelerate, der Venture Villa Startup Podcast. Perspektiven zu Themen rund um Gründung und Unternehmen.
Hi and welcome to a new episode of Accelerate, the Venture Villa Podcast. Yeah, you're right here. It's English today because I'm welcoming Ropa. Hi, would you mind to tell us a bit about your business idea and how did you come up with it?
Hi, Julia. Thank you so much for having me. So I am the co-founder of Finisca. This is a pet tech company based in Berlin, and we use an app and smart devices to collect and analyze data about pets, particularly dogs and cats. And our overall goal is to be the number one platform for all matters relating to a pet's well-being. With the data we collect, we're able to help pet owners make better and informed decisions about the well-being of their pets. And this is like things like when to go to the vet, which vet is ideal, what type of food should you be feeding your pet, is your pet overweight, is your pet healthy? And we do this by offering AI-powered recommendations, an information hub within our app, which includes customized content about the optimal, and we also help them find the optimal or right vet and pet health insurance. And we automatically track critical health data through our like smart products, so actual hardware products like our Finisca base, which you can purchase, have in your home, simply put it underneath pet furniture, and we automatically track sleep time, weight, toilet visits. And with it, we are able to feed our data analysis platform and make the AI-powered recommendations that I mentioned, which ultimately help the pet owner make better decisions for their pet.
All right, thanks. And how did you come up with this?
So my co-founder, Sunita, actually came up with the idea for Finisca. And this was because a few years ago, her cat Django got sick. So she came home one day and he appeared like really tired and lethargic. And she was like, okay, something is wrong. So she took him to the vet. And the vet asked her a bunch of questions like, oh, has he been eating the same? Has he been sleeping more or less? Like, how has his behavior been the last couple of days? And because she works, she had no idea how to answer these questions. So the vet did some examinations and discovered that Django had like an advanced urinary tract infection. In fact, he had kidney stones that were blocking his entire urinary tract. And this is really bad. So Django had to immediately be taken into surgery. And what the vet actually told Sunita after Django was okay or was recovering was that, first of all, he had probably been in pain for about 4 weeks. So by the time Sunita noticed something was wrong, the problem had been going on for a while. And the time that she brought him in, if she had come a few weeks earlier, they could have avoided surgery. They could have just given him some medication and the bladder stones would have passed. But because she noticed at such an advanced stage, surgery was the only option. So for her, it was a huge realization that firstly, noticing a health problem early helps you prevent like high vet costs. But more importantly, it helps you prevent your pet from suffering in silence. And she tried to find devices that could help her monitor the well-being of her pets and give her suggestions and recommendations. And there was nothing on the market, so she decided to come up with something. And then also at the time, she was working for SAP, which is where I was also working. And we decided, she told me about the business idea, and I resonated with it because I've had similar experiences. I'm from Zimbabwe and I've had dogs my whole life. I think I got my first dog, or we got our first dog at home when I was about 4 years old. And when I was 16, I lost my dog Phoenix to Lyme disease, which is like tick fever. It's like a disease that dogs get because of ticks, these things that these like little insects that the dogs get when they play in the grass a lot. So it's a common disease. It's nothing special, especially in tropical or hot climates. And if I had noticed that the dog had Lyme disease earlier, or if I had noticed the symptoms, I would have taken it to the vet and the vet would have given him medication. But I actually noticed when it was way too late, and when we went to the vet, we had to put him down. So I actually lost my dog to something that was preventable. But more importantly than just like early disease detection, it's just important to me as someone who loves pets to be well informed about all the possible things that could be right or wrong, and well informed so that you can make good decisions for the well-being of your pet. So yeah, when she told me about Finisca, I really believed in it from the get-go. And yeah, we decided to become co-founders, and here we are building this company together.
That's really great. And would you tell us a bit more about who's doing what? So you're two women as a co-founder team. Are there more? And what are your skills and daily tasks? Who's doing what?
Okay, so as founders, there's just two of us. It's Sunita and I. And she is in charge of product development, and I am in charge of business development. She's also our CEO, so she's also in charge of other things like the company vision and fundraising. And I'm the COO, so I'm in charge of how the company runs. But yeah, so our daily tasks for her, it includes, at the moment, we're like prototyping our hardware products, our Finisca base. So it's a lot of building and testing and researching on the supply chain and so on, plus the software side, which is actually front end development, and working with the rest of the team. We have two freelancers on board who help us with engineering and development and like full stack development. So she works very closely with them to create the Finisca app and to make sure that the Finisca base, all the readings, so all the things that it tracks, are actually fed into the app and are fed into our data analysis platform. So that's her daily task in addition to actually being in charge of the company, because like I said, she's our CEO. And my daily tasks are a lot of market research, a lot of social media marketing, because we are trying to grow our Finisca community. There's a huge community of pet owners out there. So we have an Instagram, we have a LinkedIn, and so on. So it's a lot of developing our business model, because we are an early stage startup. There's a lot of work that goes into that at the moment, and validating ideas with us through surveys and just talking to potential customers and that kind of thing. And I also work with two interns. So we have two people that help us with marketing and business development at the moment. So yes, and then some daily tasks that Sunita and I share are fundraising, because that's a very important part of being an early stage startup, is that you need to find an investor. So we do a lot of things in order to improve ourselves as founders, improve our business idea, improve our pitch. That's a huge part of also why we joined Venture Villa, because we noticed that even though we are so passionate about this idea, we need a lot of fine tuning and we need a lot of practical skills to actually run a company and to raise funds. So yeah, those are some tasks that we share as co-founders. And like I mentioned, the rest of the team, we have two freelancers that help with the product and two interns that help with business development and marketing at the moment.
All right. So you mentioned Venture Villa a few seconds ago. Would you mind to just give us some more insights? Why are you participating in our Venture Villa Accelerator?
So Sunita and I are first-time founders. We're also very young. I'm 26. I just turned 26, and she's 29, turning 30. So there's a lot we don't know. We haven't done this before, and there's a lot we don't know. And even though it's common knowledge that entrepreneurs will make mistakes, we think that being part of something like Venture Villa reduces the number of mistakes we make, because it equips us with all sorts of information that basically, like, you don't learn it anywhere else. You know, like, even if you, like, I studied international business, and You learn a lot about running a business, but you don't really learn the practicals of creating one from scratch. So Venture Villa, it was so important to us to be part of a practical accelerator program that would equip us with literal skills. Like there are workshops on pitching, there are workshops, like I'm part of something called Mastermind, where we literally spend like 2 hours discussing what our brand claim is. And these are some practical things that you need as an early stage startup. So yeah, because we are first time founders, we really saw the value in joining an accelerator that would empower us or equip us with some necessary skills. And then the other reason we joined Venture Villa, or why we're excited to be a part of it, is we also need mentors and a network. Because again, this is something that you don't leave university with. And even if you have a job for many years, your network is not necessarily made up of other founders or other entrepreneurs or people who are experts in this industry. So through Venture Villa, we get to meet other founders, which is great, and all the different coaches and mentors who lead sessions, we also get to meet them. And, you know, if we can add them on LinkedIn, if we have a specific question or if the industries match, we can actually reach out to them. So that's why Venture Villa was important to us to join, and that's why we enjoy being a part of it.
And we are so glad to have you on board. The last question I do have is, how does the corona pandemic affect you and your business?
So I would answer that in two parts. I think there is a positive, like it affects us positively and negatively. Negatively, I would say that the entire group of people I mentioned that we work with them remotely. So there's that. Networking is a lot harder, or, you know, like being part of Venture Villa, we've had to meet everyone I mentioned earlier remotely. So it's we finding a way, of course, but it's definitely different, right? And it's definitely harder to network. It's also harder to do certain customer research remotely. Like we are a pet tech company. I'm pretty sure hanging out in a dog park all day long and meeting some people would actually give us valuable insights, but then we start worrying about health and da, 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 da. So the pandemic makes it harder to be around people. And this has affected us internally as a company in terms of like, we work remotely, we work away from each other. We've had to onboard people remotely. We have workshops remotely. And it's hard externally, like I'm mentioning, like Venture Villa, everyone we meet, we also only meet them remotely. So that's the toughest thing about the pandemic. And of course, like on a personal level, like just managing that work-life balance, being able to separate or have some kind of life outside of work. When you're an entrepreneur, it's already hard with time management and all these kinds of things. But now when you do everything in the same space, it's even harder to draw that boundary. Like, oh, now I'm working, now I'm not working. So that's like maybe like the personal side for me, at least, was how to find that healthy work-life balance. And then the positive side of the pandemic, it's even weird to say positive side. But yes, the side that kind of works is, firstly, it's easier to meet investors. So all the VCs and business angels, they have switched to a remote mindset because they have no choice. And as such, all you need is an email intro and you don't have to travel to the city they come from. You don't have to meet them at an event. We've pitched to so many people that we met simply because someone we know on LinkedIn made an intro and then that was it. So it's really a lot less complex to be in front of an investor pitching your idea. The second thing about the pandemic is that for us, particularly in our industry, pet adoptions have gone higher. This is probably because people are spending more time at home. People are lonely. You don't have the chance to see your family and friends as often. So people have adopted more cats and dogs, which just like statistically or just on a numbers basis alone is a good thing for any companies operating in the pet industry. But more importantly, whenever we return to normal or to a new normal, all these new cats and dogs are going to need, their owners are going to want to find optimal ways of supporting them and tracking them and monitoring them and making sure they have everything they need. And that's exactly the gap that our company fills. So we look forward to returning to a new normal in the next year or two, because we know that that's a good thing for our company. We know that after people have spent 2 years being with their pets all day, every day, one of the things they're going to want the most when they go back to work is some kind of products and services that allow them to have insights into what their pets are doing or how their pets are doing while they're away from them. So that's a positive. It's weird to say positive, but that's a good thing that maybe has come out of the pandemic for us.
Yeah, definitely. And you're not the only one answering this question with there are two sides of this story. So I think it's kind of a feeling that we all have at the moment. Thanks for being part of our podcast and thanks for answering my questions. And we are happy to see what's going on, Ms. Finiska, and what's coming next for you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me, Julia. And I'm so grateful to be part of Venture Villa. So yeah, thank you for allowing us to be a part of it.
Mehr über uns erfährst du auf www.venturevilla.de oder auf Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter und Instagram.